With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. For the first time, Montanans can now see state campaign contribution reports online as soon as they're filed. The first reports for 2016 were filed yesterday, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Commissioner for Political Practices Jonathan Modell says the most significant aspect of the quarterly campaign finance reports filed this week is the public's access to them.
We're in a new era of transparency in Montana. And this reporting period demonstrated that era.
Statewide candidates have filed online reports in the past, but Modell says this is the first time the content of those reports is immediately available to the public and searchable. This is also the first campaign season when non-statewide candidates are required to file finance reports. A list for campaign donors, donation amounts, information on campaign spending for statewide candidates is all online for public viewing now. You can find a link to those reports on our website, mtpr.org. The public will be able to see reports for all legislative candidates on May 3rd. That's 35 days before primary elections. On Tuesday night, a total of 20 of the 21 expected reports were filed on time. Unaffiliated gubernatorial candidate Casey Filler of Helena filed his report about a day late. In order for campaign transparency to work, Modell says people will have to learn how to navigate the electronic reporting system.
And that'll tell you something about that person, and it'll assist you in deciding who you want to vote for.
Some of the biggest money raised during this report cycle was by candidates for Governor Steve Bullock and Greg Gianforte. Republican Gianforte outraised the sitting Democratic governor by nearly $95,000. From October through the end of December, Bullock raised about $220,000. Gianforte raised about $315,000. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.